Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Joe Pugh for IFL TV. We are Saturday afternoon. Delighted to be joined as ever, Mr. O'Hara Davis. You all right, mate? You good?
All good. Just about to go out and have a jog, but got some time to sit down and talk before I do.
Yep. Before we go into AJ last night, I will just quickly touch on your post earlier this week. You have decided to amicably split with Will Jones. New ventures there, just needed a little change.
Yes, I think Will's the best coach to have, you know, been with so far. I've been in boxing for about 10 years now, I've been a pro, and Will's, you know, up there with the best two coaches that I've ever worked with. But, you know, sometimes things just don't work out, and it's no one's fault, it's not my fault, it's not his fault. We're still on good terms, and you know, it's time for a new venture for me.
Yeah, you've had some great wins, great times with Will. Seen you go through them times. So just the end of that chapter, and now looking forward to moving on, new chapter, and getting ready for the comeback.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still fighting in May time. I spoke to Lee the other day. The goal still to get me out in May. So just got to stay busy, stay active in the gym, be consistent, and not let anything get me down too much, and, you know, get a new team ASAP.
100%. And we will move on to last night, Anthony Joshua, emphatic second round knockout to Francis Ngannou. What did you think of that shot? That right hand was just ridiculous, wasn't it, O'Hara?
Mate, I feel like, you know, AJ, I'm so happy for him because I've known AJ for years, and in his boxing career, he's been through so many ups and downs, just like me. He's been through so many ups and downs, and he's been written off for a number of years now. He's been written off, and it affects him mentally. AJ is a very deep thinker, and it affects him mentally. When he's not winning, when people say bad things about him, you know, it all affects him, and he's always known in himself that he's got the talent and the skill set to and I feel like now he's got himself around a great team, and they understand his fighting style. Ben Davis and Barry Smith, they understand the kind of fighting style that he's got, and they understand what he needs. Whereas other coaches, not so much.
Yeah, and obviously you've known AJ for so long, kind of before even the highs of the highs. Did you always think he'd get back to the top after he lost that second time to Usyk?
I always knew that he could, because AJ doesn't give up. AJ is a fighter. It's all he knows. He ain't going to give up. He ain't going to stop. He's going to try one way. If that doesn't work, he's going to try another way. If that doesn't work, he'll try another way until he gets it. And he tried different coaches. Robert McCracken, Angel, Robert Garcia, Derek James, and now Ben Davison. And, you know, he's been through so many different boxing coaches in his time. And I feel like now this, you know, the boxing coach he's got now understands his fighting style the best. And we've seen it in his last few fights, you know, and it's, you know, it's so good to see.
Do you think it's likely now that AJ will see out the rest of his career with Ben Davison and the team?
Nothing's for certain, you know, nothing's for definite, but if things keep on going the way that they do go, I don't see any reason for AJ to change, you know, to change his boxing coach. But at the same time, yes, he's had two good wins, but this doesn't define, this doesn't mean that AJ should end his boxing career with Ben Davison. You know, we're not sure how things are going to be behind the scenes, behind cameras, off camera. They might have an argument in the gym. They might go out. They might disagree on some financial situation. Anything can happen. And these things in boxing, they do happen in boxing. So if things work out well behind the scenes and they work out well in the boxing ring, he'll end his boxing career with Ben Davison. I truly believe so. And from what I'm seeing so far, they gel well. And I know Ben Davison. Ben Davison's easy to get along with. He's just a straightforward guy. Yes, no, up, down, left, right, 1-2. That's it. There's no sneakiness about him. There's no bitterness in his heart. He's got no malice in him. So I think Ben Davison's a very easy coach to work with. And I don't see any reason why that partnership should end. But at the same time, only time will tell.
Yeah, a lot's been made about the old AJ and that's come back. Do you think this AJ we're seeing now is as good, if not better, than the one where he knocked out Klitschko, kind of that early big part of his career?
Is it a new AJ? I think it's the same AJ. It's the same AJ, the same person. It's just different boxing cultures bring out different things in you. Different minds. You know, different situation brings out different mindsets. And AJ's always been AJ. And certain coaches, his fighting style in a way where, you know, they might have made focus on this and that. And he gave it a go. AJ's the person. AJ listens to what he's told. And he, you know, he does what he's learning. And that's how he fights. So other boxing coaches that he's had, that they meant well for him, they actually meant well, but they've done the wrong thing, given wrong instructions. That might work for another, but won't work for AJ. And he's got a fighting style. So it's not the old AJ back, it's the AJ that he's always been there, just now coming out again.
Yeah, and you said yourself, and you do know AJ very well, at the kind of the last loss of his career, he was getting a lot of criticism. Do you think that would have affected him?
I want to say no. Yeah. As much as if you ask AJ, AJ will say, listen, that shit affected him. Man, it's you. Everyone saying good things about you, getting nothing but this from the press, from the media, from the fans to now, the media. The same bad same journalist that said good things about you that you thought was your friend are now saying bad things about you. People in your team that you think are your friends, that people that you do anything for, then you realize that they're not your friends. And you know, people in the streets, instead of saying champion, they're saying you got beat by Usyk's a middleweight. People in the street saying this about you, constantly saying this about you, and they're saying it to you. You know, it's going to affect you. Being loved and then being hated is what the industry does. Brings you to the very top and then fucking drops you down. And this shit affects everyone. Everyone that gets to the top, that embraces that love, it affects them. And, you know, it has affected AJ. We can all see it in him. You look at AJ 8-9 years ago to AJ now, is different. He has changed in a way. And more now of how fucked up this industry can be. Whereas, yeah, maybe he knew back then, but he didn't experience it. Now that it's been experienced, it makes you hate the industry in a way. It makes you hate the industry in a way, and I truly believe that AJ hates the industry in a way, but he also loves it in other ways.
Do you hate the industry, or
do I hate the industry?
Yeah,
I do. To be honest, I do, mate. I hate the industry. Everyone knows that I hate the industry. You know, when I was young, it was my dream and my goal. Like you see, when I was young, my dream and my goal, my dream and my now. When you see things how they really are, and I didn't reach the top and get dropped. I didn't get anywhere near the top. I'm still climbing the ladder, and I still believe that I will get there, but I haven't reached there as of yet. And, you know, what I've seen, the industry, people, the way that they are, mate, I want to stay as far away from the industry as I can. You see what James DeGale done? That's what I want to do. James DeGale retired from the game. I haven't seen him since. He's at no events. He's not posting online. I don't know what he's doing right now. Is he dead? Is he alive? I don't even know. He's so quiet since he left the game. He's just gone. You know, the guy's, I'm done, mate. The guy saw some shit in boxing that he didn't like. He was like, mate, I'm done. I'm getting the fuck out of here. And that's the same thing I'm going to do. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
After the fight, everyone's talking about AJ versus the winner of Fury Usyk, that undisputed fight. Let's just say Tyson Fury does come through Usyk and Fury AJ finally does happen. Judged on this AJ we're seeing now, how does that fight play out? If that fight were to happen tomorrow with Fury and AJ?
It's the style that makes fights. Listen, AJ dealt with Ngannou much easier than how Tyson Fury dealt with Ngannou. But Tyson Fury and Ngannou are different fighters, and it's the styles that make fights. But even though AJ dealt with him in good fashion and then Tyson Fury didn't, that doesn't mean AJ's going to deal with Tyson Fury, you know, in that kind of fashion. It doesn't mean that. People in boxing know this. Boxers, man, they should know this. Boxing fans act dumb and they act thick at times. Styles make fights. And AJ's going to have to come to a style to counter Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury's got to come to a style to counter AJ. It's a style that, so when the fight happens, who wins based on the performance last night? I don't know. We need to wait until the fight happens to see.
Do you think Fury would still be the favourite?
Probably not, no. Probably not. I think AJ will be the favourite based on the performance last night. That's because the bookies and the fans, they feed into the hype. They don't feed into the skill. The bookies don't know anything about skill. Like, oh, who's got more hype? He's the favourite. And right now, AJ's got much more hype. If that fight happened right now, I truly believe it's a 50-50 fight. I truly believe it's a 50-50 fight. You know, I probably lean more towards AJ. But this is maybe it's because AJ's more of my friend. AJ's been there for me. He helps me out a hell of a lot of times. He's been more of an inspiration to me. Whereas I know Tyson Fury as well, but not as well as I know AJ. So I am biased in a way. So I'm leaning towards AJ. But then you ask the Tyson Fury fan, they'll find the reason why Tyson Fury would win. So we're all biased. And I'm biased too.
Fair enough. Honest O'Hara. Just last thing I want to speak to you about is something going on in your weight division, this whole Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney situation. Have you been keeping up to date with it?
Yeah, I have. Hey, Ryan Garcia's been, you know, he's been tweeting stuff and saying stuff that he shouldn't really say. And, you know, some people are saying it's publicity of the fight, it's to publicize the fight. If it's to publicize the fight, he'll be saying stuff about Devin Haney and about the fight. He's talking about the government, about Bohemian Grove and blood drinkers and Illuminati and stuff. These are things, this is a subject that you want to keep as far away from as you can. You don't talk about this shit if you're trying to publicize the fight. Mate, this is a subject you keep far away from. You can read about it in your time. Yes, I read about this shit in my time. I know about these things too. You know, been contacted by them. Maybe I have too. Maybe many people have, but people just don't talk about it as much. He's seen things. Maybe I've seen them too. People have too. But you see, when I act mad, I target certain people. I target certain people. And this right here, what he's getting into is a very, it's very, very, very dangerous. And if anyone cared about him, and he didn't stop treating us to all these things, the fight would be called off. The fight should be called off. It should be called off. But boxing's a business, and there's a hell of a lot of money in this fight. And there's millions to make for everyone to make. Should the fight be called off? Probably so. Yeah, the fight shouldn't happen, man. It's deep what he's getting. You don't know what he's going to come on camera and start saying on camera. He hasn't gone mad because what he's saying, there might be what he's saying. But should he be saying it? That's the question. Just because there might be some truth behind it, should he be saying it? And he shouldn't be saying it. And the fact that him and his people are watching him say this stuff, yeah, they can't take his phone, they can't take his social media, but you can threaten to cancel the fight. And this is what should have been done. But anyway, that's just my opinion. This is what I think about it.
Fair enough. O'Hara, thank you very much for speaking to me on this Friday afternoon. What are you doing with the rest of the day?
Today, I'm getting some work done in my flat. I'm getting a bathroom change. Going to go over there, oversee how the builders are getting on.
And looking after your fish behind you?
Yeah, as always. They're very happy, nice and well-fed.
Excellent. Thank you very much, speak to IFL TV. And I'll catch up with you when you've got a bit of news on your new camp, whoever that may be.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.